Welcome, Mr. Excited, Glenn.
Hey, how are we all? I'm excited.
So am I. But you're always a lot more excited than I can't quite raise to your enthusiasm, but I know you're a very enthusiastic man.
I'm a bit different than the normal people out there, mate. I'm a bit I've been told that.
I'm not going to say anything. Glenn, you've been running a couple of car shows in the last few weeks. I've seen some stuff up. Just give us a quick idea of what's been happening for us, mate.
Well, yeah, I ran one on the 21st of September for a local lady who runs her own business, Auto Complex in Kilsyth. And, she's been struggling, believe it or not, just with hard times with people just don't want to get their car detailed because of cost of living and everything like that. But I promoted a business and put on a car show. We were full. It was fantastic. Now she's got more business and more connections with people in the car world, and we're going to continue that relationship going into next year. So it's a local business who she's been running for 13 years. I like that. She's got young kids and I like to help people when I can. And so she reached out, and it was a wicked day. So another local business who's very happy with what I'm doing. So it's good.
That's fantastic. Now, the other thing I've got to ask you too, since we spoke to you just before the Croydon day down the main street of Croydon. How did that go, Glenn?
Oh, that was fantastic. That was another stellar day. It was perfect. We filled it up. We had no room. Everyone came. The weather was spot on. The kids were just having a ball. And it was just a great family show. It was just such a great community event. And it was packed. It was a busy morning. It was just the whole morning was, I couldn't say this any better, but it was just perfect. It was really good.
And the other thing too that we should mention when we're talking about this, we're not only talking about a car show because you helped that lady with her with her business, but apart from that, the likes of the Croydon Day, a lot of these local shops are doing it tough because too many people are buying online, and it's great to showcase the streets, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's grouse because, you know, the main street of Croydon, you know, I remember going there as a little kid myself with my parents, and I look at that street as very iconic in Croydon. But to see the whole street full of multicoloured cars and classics lined up from the left to right is a really, well, you don't see that every day. it's a great sight to see. And the man, it's amazing what the kids say, I tell you. It's they absolutely love it. And that's a free event. That's a free event. There's kid activities and everything. And it's all free. So and it's a great sight.
And, of course, the other thing is, too, if it's like me, as you're walking past, you keep on boring your kids and saying, oh, I owned one of those. It wasn't that colour, but it was this colour. But I owned that one of those cars back in the day.
No, that's right. A lot of the adults, mate. It's a lot of the adults remember all the cars of their childhood, and they're all like, oh God, I can't believe these cars are here. You know. So it's a great show.
Well, a lot of them. I remember I had a when it was nearly new, a 64 model E.H. Holden, and I sold it because it was full of rust. But, gee, there's some beautiful examples of those and a lot of these older cars still getting around, aren't there?
There's a lot. The car, I've said this before, the car scene in Victoria is phenomenal. It really is mind-blowing, and considering the size of the state. There's a lot of passionate car people out there.
Yep. I can't believe it. I've said to you this before on and off air. I can't believe how many are still barn finds. I wouldn't have thought there'd have been one car sitting in a barn years ago. I thought we cleaned them out. But every now and again, someone finds one, don't they?
Oh, they're still out there, definitely, and probably even more out where I live towards Warburton Way. I can guarantee there are a lot of cars just sitting in barns and not doing much. But there are a lot of collector's items, and I just love the history of them all. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, some have had terrific history. Glenn, I've got to take a quick break, but then we're going to come back, and I know you've got some coming up in between now and Christmas, and I know one is for Neil Danaher, so we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll give those a plug.
No problem.
Thanks. I'm talking to Mr. Excited, and we've been talking about a couple of the car shows that he has been running, but more importantly now, I know he's got a few more between now and Christmas, and one of them is for Neil Danaher with the MND. And anything we can do to support Neil Danaher, I think he's done a fantastic job. I just wish they could find a cure for him. It's not going to happen, I don't think, that quick, unfortunately. But any money that we can raise to get into research to knock this horrible disease or at least alleviate a lot of the suffering would be fantastic. So, Glenn, we'll talk about the other shows, but first of all, I'd like to give the MND a plug, and then we'll plug it again just before we go at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, mate, no problem. Well, Bumblebee for MMD is going to be my last show of the year and probably my most important show because it's a big charity event for an absolutely fantastic cause. Everyone knows Neil Danaher's foundation has got worldwide attention, and the amount of money and research and all the charity events he's done has been absolutely fantastic. So I want to be a part of that. I'm going to be trying to raise as much funds as I can for MMD, and all the money on the day and even before it goes straight to Bumblebee for MMD, who are an association, a part of MMD. And a lot of people have got it, and a lot of people, who aren't on social media. So it's actually spread. It's all over the place now. It's just not many people know about it, that's all. But Neil Danaher's really showing the way.
Really, this is the profile. All right, so when and where, Glenn?
Sunday the 14th of December at the Manhattan Hotel from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the morning to lunchtime. And, like I say, it's going to be $10 entry for every car owner, just not every individual. So if you have five people in your car, it's only $10 per car. And every coin, every dollar, every cent goes straight to MMD. We do not take any money at all, me and my team. We do it for the day, and we want to raise as much money as we can for this foundation, because they really need it. The amount of research and science, it costs a lot of money, and they need as much as they can. So that's the goal.
So that's Sunday, the 14th of December, down at the Manhattan Pub.
Yep.
So what else? I believe you've got one coming up on a farm or something too between now and then, haven't you?
Yeah, not this weekend, but next weekend I've got an amazing twilight evening show at 5 p.m. On the 25th of October from 5 o'clock to about 8:30 at night at Yarra Farm Fresh, down there in Coldstream, on a 35-acre property down on a strawberry farm, family-owned company. And, this place is absolutely beautiful. I can tell you now, this, for location-wise, this is probably the most excited I've ever been to set up cars. Because
it's hard to beat your normal excitement there.
half of this property is heritage listed, It's been around since the 1860s, so...
So whereabouts in Coldstream for people who are listening?
It's on old Coldstream Road off Victoria Road. So, where it meets up. So right. It's on the corner of the back road. You'll see it on the map. I've got everything on there, the map and where it is. And you just jump on my page, Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide, and the event is all over the place. It's all there. So, it's going to be a friend.
Is it going to cost people to get in? Like, how do you raise some money?
No, it's only gold coin donation for that event. But that, like I say, that has to cover my cost of public liability insurance, which is a lot of money. So that's why I still work a Monday to Friday job. it's nothing's cheap. Everything's going up. And because my shows are getting bigger and bigger, unfortunately, the insurance is getting higher because of the amount of vehicles I get. So... it just has to cover costs, that's all.
Right, so that's a twilight one because normally yours are in the morning.
That's a twilight evening show. We've got everything. We've got Thai food. We've got pizza. We've got hot dogs. We've got chocolate on strawberries, mate, a chocolate fountain, mate.
That'd be fantastic, but...
it won't be good for the waistline, I can tell you that, mate.
Well, I was just thinking that. I'd like to come, but I'm frightened I'd put some weight on.
I tell you what, mate, I don't think I'll be parking up cars. I think I'll just be at the strawberry at the chocolate fountain.
Oh, that's terrific. Glenn, I've just got to take one last break and then we'll come back, mate. And we'll talk about other shows and then we'll also give another plug for the 14th of December. Mr. Excited, and it's hard to get anybody more excited than Glenn. Glenn, what else have you got coming up between now and the MND? Because the MND one is the final one for the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the final one. But, like, after the 25th of October, Yarra Farm Fresh next week, I've got a 40 classic car display for the Maroondah Festival, which is the 9th of November. On a Sunday morning from about 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock during the day, and that's opposite the Deakin campus in Croydon where the running track is. right in the heart of Croydon. So I've got a small car display there for Maroondah Festival, which will be a free event as well. And then after that, I've got one, well, the one the following weekend on the 15th of November. I've got one at Canterbury Tires Supermart down there on Canterbury Road. I've got an afternoon event there. And then the most important one of the year, the MMD charity one for the 14th of December. And, yeah, we really want everyone to know about this and get involved and get in contact with me if you'd like to help, because this event, we really want to raise as much money as we can, just not on the day, but even beforehand. And already my sponsors are already going to be donating and being a part of that before the event. So we really want...
Would you also be looking... I don't know if you're going to run a raffle or anything, but are you also looking for anything that could be donated to be sold or whatever on the day?
Yeah, we're trying to work out a few things with that. So we're trying to do that, but I'm doing a lot of free giveaways and things like that as well, where we just want people to donate sort of more, because we're giving a lot away on the day as well, where people are going to get something. So, but like I say, if people want to get involved, just contact me direct. That's no problem at all. This is my most important show of the year and the one I'm really looking forward to. So
I would suggest that it certainly is. How many cars are you hoping to get there on that day?
Well, mate, if it goes on my last Manhattan event, which was my record of about 1,300 cars, and I had to close the gates, I'm probably looking at probably that and probably more. So if people want to come, they need to get there early, because I'm virtually outgrowing the Manhattan Hotel. And if anyone hasn't seen the size of that place,
it's
absolutely huge. But unfortunately, I'm outgrowing the place. So, I'm expecting huge numbers for that day. So.
Yep. So, I mean, I guess there's two things here. Well, you've probably got almost enough cars, but if anybody's got an old car, rock on down, but make sure you get there nice and early. But the other thing, I guess, that you need to do is to get you want people to walk through the door, don't you? So are the people walking through the door, are they going to pay the $10 themselves, or are they...
No, people off the streets and people, just the public, can pay gold coin donation. That's no problem. That's fine. Every cent counts. But like I say, all the car owners are happy to donate for this cause. Everyone's looking forward to it, mate, because everyone knows Neil Danaher and the struggles he's been through, and he's just shedding light to everyone else. He's helping everyone else who's got the same disease. So,
yeah, he's done a terrific job. I hate to say it, but if anybody – well, no, I won't put the way I was going to put it, but he's certainly done more on putting MND not only on the map, but also to get some money for research more than anybody else has probably done in the history of the disease.
Oh, I totally agree. He's put it on the map and everyone knows about it now. And I think before he even had it, not many people even knew what it was.
No.
So it's unbelievable. And that's why I said when Bumblebee MMD contacted me, I didn't even think about it for more than a second. I jumped to the opportunity and said yes straight away. Yeah. And they'll be down there on the day with all the MMD merch, and they'll be there supporting my show.
I forgot, you've got your merchandise out and about now, haven't you?
Yeah, that's out and about. Good old Mr. Excited merchandise, mate. I'm starting to see people wearing it too, mate. It's starting to be surreal.
That's starting to make you really excited. So just on the day, what can people buy? Like, you've got T-shirts, or what else have you got?
No, we've got T-shirts, we've got hoodies, but I'm coming out with singlets soon. We've got kids size shirts. We've got lots of stickers, and we've got a lot of giveaways from stubby holders and lollies and all sorts. And then you've got my trophies, which will be there, and everything else, and Bowden's products as well, and all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, like I say, I try to give as much back as I can, which I do. So, the more people who get involved in my shows, because they are not just about the cars. They're about the community and about getting people together.
That's why I like to talk to you about them, because some people would say, old cars are old cars. But it's what you do with those old cars. The fact that you use it to, in this case, to raise money for MND and all sorts of things.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And I think now too, I'm noticing more families and more kids coming to my shows than ever before now. Like, this year has been a standout. It used to be mainly just car people, but now it's everyone.
That's because you're on Yarra Valley FM, mate.
Oh, that's right. I can't thank Yarra Valley FM enough. You guys have been great supporters from the get-go, mate. I appreciate it.
All right, so let's quickly, because this other one's coming up on the 25th of October, which is, what, Saturday week, is it?
Yeah, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Give us another splurge on that one too, please, Glenn.
Yeah. Yarra Farm Fresh is the 25th of October, twilight show from 5 p.m. to 8:30. And then
the weather will be good. Daylight savings is here.
Well, it's got a little bit of drizzle, a little bit of rain next week, but I'm not worried about it at the moment. I still think the weather will hold off, so I think we'll be right. And then we've got Sunday the 9th of November, free event for the whole family at the Maroondah Festival. I've got a car display on there, but there's going to be kids' rides and you name it. So that's going to be a massive event. And then the 15th of November at Canterbury Tires and Mag Supermart there. I've got an afternoon show. And then Sunday, the 14th of December, my last show of the year, my big Christmas show, my main show of the year. It usually is my biggest show every time for Bumblebee for MMD. And I want to go out with a bang this year. And
you probably really can't fit in 2,000 cars.
I don't know where I'll put them if I get 2,000. I might have to leave the show just to make room.
Oh, you can't take the Chevy away.
No, that's exactly right. But, no, like I say, it's been an amazing year so far. And, yeah, like I say, I want everyone to definitely come to the last one of the year. That sounds
fantastic. Glenn, look, I wish you well. And certainly with these sort of fundraisers, we really love to see that. A lot of people love to see these old cars and the guys love to show them off. And it's also the opportunity to raise. And I really can't support MND any stronger because I think what Neil has done is absolutely terrific.
Yeah. I totally agree, mate. Totally agree. So, yeah, let's make it a big one.
All right. No worries. Right. Well, we look forward to talking to you next month, and by that time we'll be plugging MND and it'll be all over, mate.
No, it'll be all over, and then wait for my big calendar next year.
Sounds good.
All right, mate. Thank you for the chat, mate.